Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting second. The second baseman, Milt Bohling. Batting third. The right fielder, Jim Lemon. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Roy Sievers. Batting fifth. The catcher, Lou Berberet. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Art Schult. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Faith Roneberry. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Rocky Bridges. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Chuck Stobbs. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Chuck Stobbs. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Gene Mauch. Batting second. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dick Gurnett. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Billy Consolo. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Porterfield. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bob Porterfield. And now, play ball. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett juggles the ball. That's an error on Gurnett. Milt Bohling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bohling bunts towards third. Malzone fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Yost moves to second. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon strikes out. One out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Yost scores. Bohling moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Senators. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mauch fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gene Mauch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mauch strikes out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone takes first base on ball four. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bohling misplays the ball. That's an error on Bohling. Malzone moves to second. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Malzone scores. There goes Williams trying to get to third. Sievers throws the ball into Yost, who tags Williams for the out. Gurnett moves to second. Two outs. It's Senators, 1, Red Sox, 1. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Throneberry. Jensen reaches second base with a double. Gurnett scores. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall takes first base on ball four. Billy Consolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consolo hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Schult settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Art Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shultz hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Faye Thronberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thronberry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett scoops it up and throws to first, with Porterfield covering, for the out. Two outs. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Senators 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White strikes out. One out. Bob Porterfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porterfield strikes out. Two outs. Gene Mauch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mauch is 0 for 1 in the game. Mauch hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Chuck Stobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stobbs hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 1 in the game. Yost hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Senators, 2, Red Sox, 2. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Consolo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sievers hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lemon moves to second. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet is 0 for 1 in the game. Berberet hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lemon scores. Sievers moves to third. Berberet moves to second. It's 3-2, Senators. Art Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 0 for 1 in the game. Schultz hits a pop-up towards third. Malzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Malzone takes first base on ball 4. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up into left field, out of the reach of Sievers. Williams reaches second base with a double. Malzone moves to third. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gurnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bridges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Malzone scores. Williams moves to third. One out. It's Senators, 3, Red Sox, 3. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Jensen takes first base on ball 4. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Pearsall hits a fly ball towards right. Lemon catches it and throws to second to double up Jensen. Williams tags and scores. It's 4-3, Red Sox. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Faye Thornberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornberry is 0 for 1 in the game. Thornberry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 0 for 1 in the game. Bridges hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Mock reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Stobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stobbs is 0 for 1 in the game. Stobbs hits a pop-up towards third. Malzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Senators 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Consolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consolo is 0 for 1 in the game. Consolo takes first base on ball 4. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Consolo moves to second. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White strikes out. One out. Bob Porterfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porterfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Porterfield hits a pop-up towards short. Bridges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Mock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mock is 0 for 2 in the game. Mock strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Yost hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mock fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Consolo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Senators 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stobbs fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Williams hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Bowling reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Gurnett hits a pop-up towards first. Schultz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Sievers hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Berberet hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett scoops it up and throws to first, with Porterfield covering, for the out. two outs. Art Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0 for 2 in the game. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Senators 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Jensen hits a fly ball into center field. Thornberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Pearsall hits a fly ball into center field. Thornberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Consolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consolo is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Consolo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Herb Plus pinch hits for Faith Roneberry. Herb Plus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Plus hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 0 for 2 in the game. Bridges bunts towards the mound. Porterfield fields it and throws to first for the out. Plus moves to second. One out. Chuck Stobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stobbs is 0 for 2 in the game. Stobbs hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stobbs for the out. Plus moves to third. Two outs. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Yost hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Yost reaches second base with a double. Plus scores. It's Senators, 4, Red Sox, 4. Mike Forknealy's now pitching. Julio Becker pinch hits for Milt Bolling. Julio Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Yost scores. It's 5-4, Senators. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Becker. The throw from White and he is out, Mock applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Herb Plus now playing second base. Bob Usher now playing center field. Ted Lepsio pinch hits for Mike Forknealy's. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tom Brewer pinch runs for Ted Lepsio. Gene Mock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mock is 0 for 3 in the game. Mock bunts towards third. Yost fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Yost. Brewer moves to second. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Malzone hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Yost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. Brewer moves to third. Mock moves to second. Two outs. Tex Clevenger now pitching. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Gurnett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Senators will come to bat. Ike DeLock now pitching. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Sievers takes first base on ball 4. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Berberet hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Art Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-3 in the game. Schult takes first base on ball 4. Sievers moves to second. Herb Plouze is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Plouze is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Plouze strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bridges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Pearsall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Consolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consolo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Consolo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pearsall moves to third. Gene Stevens pinch hits for Sammy White. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a fly ball into left field. Sievers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Pearsall tags and scores. 2 outs. It's Senators, 5, Red Sox, 5. Mickey Vernon pinch hits for Ike DeLock. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Consolo moves to second. Gene Mock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mock is 0-for-3 in the game. Mock hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sievers. Mock reaches second base with a double. Consolo scores. Vernon moves to third. It's 6-5, Red Sox. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Malzone hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sievers. Malzone reaches second base with a double. Vernon scores. Mock scores. It's 8-5, Red Sox. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Williams is walked intentionally. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Gurnett hits a fly ball into center field. Usher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Senators 5. The Senators will come to bat. Gene Stevens now playing left field. Pete Daly now catching. Murray Wall now pitching. Pete Runnels pinch hits for Rocky Bridges. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett scoops it up and throws to first, with wall covering, for the out. One out. Clint Courtney pinch hits for Tex Clevenger. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett scoops it up and throws to first, with wall covering, for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 8, and Washington Senators, 5. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.